This land of ours is under attack. Time has come, we're gonna take it back. Just wait and see. Don't tread on me. I won't sit back, stand idly by. Watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible. Don't tread on my guns. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I'll damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Time has come, gonna take a stand. Spread these words all across the land, from sea to sea. Don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends. Gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I'll dance your fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back into the show. Third and final hour on this Monday, July 15th, 2024 edition of Your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. I think I got everybody caught up that had texted me the word shot, where you wanted the picture of Donald Trump looking at the teleprompter and then just a split second turning his head to the right to look at the Jumbotron. If you want it, and I haven't gotten it to you yet, retext me, shot. Again, I want to remind you about the Pig Roast Fun Shoot and the U.S. Senate Shoot Vote. Again, it's going to be a blast. We talked to Rob Cordes, Trump Unity Bridge. He's coming with the ambulance and all the Trump gear. Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig, one of our sponsors, is doing the labor. He's smoking the pig for us that we're getting from Village Market in Elk Rapids. Rick Young, Tom Curtis, Curtis Gunsmithing will be there. Great North Firearms Training, Brett Gooding, Tammy Gooding, Randy Walker, and others are going to be the range safety officers. The little ones, the 5-year-olds to the 12-year-olds, we're going to teach you how to shoot a .22, a rifle, as well as a handgun. So if you're a parent or grandparent, great-grandparent, you want to bring your grandchild to the event, they're free. Adults are $30. The teenagers are $15. 12 and under are free. We are going to be sold out. It's a week from this coming Saturday, July 27th in Central Lake. Gates will open at noon. Bring your firearms, your ammunition. You'll be able to sight in your deer rifles on the 100-yard range. We will have the U.S. Senate shoot vote set up at about 20, 25 yards. Pin shoot, knock down the bowling pins with your handguns. That's going to be available. I'm going to ask Randy Walker to run the pin shoot for us. We're going to have an absolute fantastic, beautiful day. Sunny, blue skies, 80 degrees, already talked to God. It's going to be beautiful. If not, we have a covered pavilion, picnic tables for a table. If you want to sponsor a table, it's $300. You get 10 tickets. 10 $30 adult tickets will cost you $300. We'll put you on the website as being a sponsor. All you have to do is go to the website, acconservatives.org. All the details are posted there. All the information and the yellow donate button. That's how you get your tickets. You make a donation. So when you go to the website, acconservatives.org, you'll see the yellow donate button in the top right corner. Per the instructions, just click on donate. and you'll be able to donate $30 per adult, $15 per teenager. You'll get an email from our PayPal account, not your PayPal account. That is your ticket. So just take a picture of your receipt or print out the email. Bring it with you. Security volunteers will be checking people in off the clipboard. I'll have a spreadsheet printed out with your name and your email address. You'll have to show your photo ID to match the name, and you have to tell them what your email address is. It's going to be a great event. We're looking forward to it. Again, text me PIG, and I will text you the link, the flyer, and the website. Get your tickets as soon as possible. We will be sold out. We're limiting it to 300 people this year so we don't run out of food. Short break. Word from our sponsors. We'll be right back.
Antrim County Conservative Union's 5th Annual Fun Shoot, Pig Roast, and U.S. Senate Shoot-Off. Saturday, July 27th, 2024, noon to 4 p.m. in Central Lake, Michigan. For all the details and tickets, go to their website, acconservatives.org, or call 231-360-5125. Iron Pig Smokehouse Pork Dinner, Gun Range, Trump Gear, and Candidates. Again, go to acconservatives.org.
Bob Kramer, Tuscarora Township Supervisor. We've made a lot of progress in the past 2 years, improving transparency, facilities, and infrastructure. That's why I personally endorse Janice Dillahay to continue as treasurer and Tyler Gorrell as trustee. Both have pledged to continue transforming township government without new taxes. On August 6th, vote to retain Janice Dillahay, treasurer, and elect Tyler Gorrell as trustee. I'm Bob Kramer, and I paid for this message.
Hi, this is Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig Smokehouse in downtown Gaylord. Join me every Tuesday at 10 a.m. with Trucker Randy for an update on all things happening at the Iron Pig. We're open 7 days a week and serving breakfast Saturdays and Sundays. You can order online anytime for takeout, curbside, and delivery at ironpigsmoke.com. And be sure to keep up with our legal battle against the health department by subscribing to our podcast at fuelcasttv.com.
Hey Patriots, this is the boss of Veteran John, his wife Jamie in Sheboygan. Taste the purest artesian water on God's green earth, Mega Water. PFAS free, mineral rich, naturally alkaline, 8.3 pH and veteran owned. Go to megawater.com or call 231-818-9700. That's megawater.com or call 231-818-9700. Call us today to taste the pure difference.
Trucker Randy here. Let's face it, we're all getting older, but we don't have to feel the pains of getting older. Most people and even our pets have daily pain. Don't let pain slow you down. Get natural relief with CBD products from Patriots Relief. Designed by nature and trusted by millions, CBD synergistically works with your body to naturally relieve pain along with many other benefits. CBD is not marijuana and you will not get high. Vicky and I trust Patriots Relief products because they truly work. Go to their website, patriotsrelief.com, then call Tim and his family at 877-230-1776. Mention the promo code TR1 to get the biggest discounts. Again, call 877-230-1776 and mention TR1. Patriotsrelief.com.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Second segment, hour number three. I'm going to put out a call to action right now. If you live in the first congressional district, especially, Text me Jack. J-A-C-K. I'm going to text you back the screenshot of Congressman Jack Bergman's contact information. His cell phone, 906-250-3735. His TC office, 231-944-7633. His Washington, D.C. office, 202-225-4735. And his staffer, Amelia Burns, her Washington, D.C. number, 202-309-4654. Text me Jack, and I will forward you the screenshot of this phone number, these phone numbers, for Congressman Jack Bergman. When you call or send a text to a cell phone, I demand, yes, I demand that you personally investigate the head of the Secret Service. Thank you. And your name, if you'd like to put your name on the text message to his cell phone. When you call his office, I demand that you, Jack Bergman, investigate the head of the Secret Service. You personally. Whatever committee assignments he's on, armed forces, military, appropriations, budget, whatever committee he's on, demand that committee and Jack Bergman personally investigate the head of the Secret Service. We expect it. We demand it. As my congressman, I want you to do this. Text me Jack. Let's blow up his cell phone. Let's blow up Washington, D.C.'s office. Let's blow up Traverse City. I am sick and tired of him running for office, parachuting into our district July and August of every election year, and then never hear from the guy. Text me Jack. Text me Jack right now. I got 18 unread messages. 18, really? I want over 100 text messages of Jack right now. If you've never texted me in your life, text me Jack. Call his office. Send a text message to his cell phone. I demand that you investigate the head of the Secret Service. This is unacceptable, people. You want our vote, Jack? You want our vote, really? Well, then do something about it. Prove to me that you want our vote. Folks, I did a screenshot of his cell phone, his Traverse City office, his Washington office, and his staffer, Amelia Burns. This is a call to action. 37 unread messages. Really? If you've ever texted me in the past, if you've ever wanted to text me in the past, text me Jack right now, 231-360-5140. Text me now, Jack. We need to blow up his phones. We need him to absolutely do this. I'm not going to be able to get to all of you right now, but I'm going to the bottom of the hour news break. I want to spend the entire time, all 5 minutes of the bottom of the hour news, sending you this information. This is a call to action. This is something I ask you to participate in as you being a loyal listener to this show. Don't respond. Don't respond. Don't give me anything. A lot of people are texting me, thanks. Don't do it. I want to stay laser focused on people that want Jack. You want our vote, Congressman Bergman? Absentee ballots have been sent out. Early voting starts in 12 days on July 27. The primary is on August 6. I want to see a press release from you, Jack. that you personally have started an investigation of the head of the Secret Service. You're sending us all these other bull crap emails because it's election year, the Bergman briefing. I want to see a press release. Blow up his phone, people, his office, his cell phone. And oh, by the way, if he asks where you got his cell phone number and his office numbers, you tell him Trucker Randy gave it to me. You know that movie I love, A Few Good Men? You damn right I did. I did it. I did it, Jack. This has got to happen, people. This has got to absolutely happen. Keep them coming. I'm up to 48. Give him a text message. Give him a phone call. I demand that you, Congressman Jack Bergman, start an investigation of the head of the Secret Service. Did she really know that her sharpshooter had visual on the assassin? This guy claims, Jonathan Willis, claims he had him in his sights for 3 minutes, 180 seconds, and was told to stand down, do not engage. Did she really give him that command? That's what we want to know. Blow up his phones, people. I'm up to 53. Because I got to tell you something. If we don't do this, shame on us. If we don't force Congressman Bergman to come out with a press release, because you know he will, if he starts an investigation, you dang well know that he's going to put out a press release that he did. He never hears from us ever. This is something that must be done. Speaker of the House Mike Johnson, where's your press release about you demanding an investigation of this head of the Secret Service? We had a presidential assassination attempt on our president. 2 days before the RNC committee national convention starts in Milwaukee. Well, they've already come out and said they're not changing anything. They're not changing a dang thing. It's going forward as planned. And you know what I pray to God? Short of him not having to have it bandaged to prevent infection, I'm sure they've already given him antibiotics. They stitched him back up. I hope he comes on stage when he speaks this week without a bandage so you can see the stitches. Don't put a bandage on it. Clean it. Make sure it's good to go. Protect it from his hairspray. And get him out there to see the wound. It was a nick, people, of his upper ear. From what I've been told, the pictures, the things that I've seen, looks like it nicked his upper ear. An ear bleeds like crazy. How long was he down on the stage, on the ground, being hovered over by the Secret Service? I think they said the entire video was 2 minutes and 37 seconds long before they whisked him off the stage. He stood in defiance, shaking his hand. Rob says, Jack needs to be texted all night long, not just during the day. You guys do what you want. My job is to give you the information. The thing of it is, you have to understand, people, if we don't demand an answer today, this Monday, if they don't hear from us, shame on us. I want you guys to blow up his phone so badly that I get a call or a text message either from him or James Hoag, his communications director, to please ask me to stop giving out his phone number. Please do that, Jack. James. Please, please, please do that. Because I'll end up doing it even more. I'm serious, folks. This needs to happen. And the one thing you have to understand, they can politically take advantage of this right now because who appointed this Kim Cheadle to be the head of the Secret Service? Joe Biden. Every president that comes into office appoints the head, the director of the Secret Service. Why? Because that is their personal policing agency. Those are the people responsible for protecting the president. You honestly think that Biden was going to keep Donald Trump's head of the Secret Service in place when he went into the Oval Office? No. You honestly think Donald Trump is going to keep this Kim Cheadle, the one that was in charge of security of the Butler, Pennsylvania rally on Saturday? She's gone. She's neither going to find a new job anyway. I'm sorry, folks. I don't have enough text messages. 63 text messages is not enough. My phone number is 231-360-5140. Text me Jack. I don't want any other words. Just text me Jack. I've created a folder of the screenshot of his phone numbers. Text me Jack. I click on your Jack. It sends you the information. We need to blow up his phone. Text his cell phone. Call it. Call his office. Call all of his offices. You see, one of the things you have to look at, people, and this is very simple. If we don't put pressure on them, they won't do anything. If we do nothing, they won't react. If we blow up their phones and they go, wow, this Trucker Randy guy is crazy. He's got a bigger audience than we thought. His chief of staff famously gave me that banter that I use that, Randy, you only have 9 listeners. Really? I'm up to 72 text messages that I haven't read yet requesting Jack Bergman's contact information. And you know what? I actually get more text messages this afternoon on the replays. Officer Rick says, I thought you wanted people in the district. No, I want any of my listeners to do it. It would be best if it came from listeners in his district, especially because he's requesting our vote. And if they ask you, well, if he does this, are you voting for Congressman Jack? If he doesn't do it, I'm not going to. You don't have to commit to anything. I don't have to tell you who I'm voting for. Do nothing Bergman, the Bergman machine. Personally, I'm voting for Josh Saul. So is Vicky. Final half hour of today's show. We'll be right back.
Michigan News Source is brought to you by My Pure Health Solutions. If you want to lose weight and feel great with a custom program, it's time. My Pure Health Solutions.
From Michigan News Source, I'm Cheryl Fritz. Our top story this hour, Vice President Kamala Harris will be visiting West Michigan this week. She will be traveling to Battle Creek on Wednesday, July 17th to speak with Republican women about Donald Trump's attacks on reproductive freedom in a moderated conversation. The Vice President plans on making a direct pitch to Republican and independent women that the Biden-Harris campaign is the only choice they can trust to protect their freedom to make one's own health care decisions. Harris will then